Eric Church has sold millions of records, won numerous country music industry awards, and has toured with established stars in his genre. But Church also likes to cultivate a rebellious rock and roll image, and rock critic Ken Tucker says Church's new album, called The Outsiders, takes this image-making to new extremes.
They're the in crowd. We're the other ones. It's a different kind of cloth that we're cut from. We let our colors show where the numbers ain't. We're the paint where there ain't supposed to be paint. That's who we are. That's how we roll. The outsiders. The outsiders.
Eric Church is working on a level that few other country artists of his generation can touch. Now, one of the things I mean by that is that Church is willing to take big chances, such as the song that led off this review, The Outsiders, the title song and clearly a manifesto he's proud of. The composition is a big, overblown mess of a song, a country, rock, rap, metal explosion, with lyrics that brag and boast like some uncanny cross between Waylon Jennings and Kanye West. I think the song is kind of awful and kind of admirable. The rest of the album, I think, is superb.
It was a perfect day for the end of May, they say, a record high. I stand at that green water, out of the blue and by surprise. She had her feet up on the cooler as she put our love on ice. She grabbed a beer, said I'm out of here, and walked out of my life. Now that was a cold one. I never will get back. If she had to leave, did she have to leave me one? She left me hanging high and dry, that hell high summer sun. But damn, babe, that was a cold one.
That's Cold One, a phrase that works as a reference to a beer and as an insult, a girl who jilts the narrator in a chilly manner. One of the things I like about Church is that he plays with his image as much as his sound. In this one, he makes himself the butt of the joke, the guy getting dumped. One beer short of a 12-pack, as he puts it. He's the dupe, a heartbroken rube. Cold One starts like a terse bit of country rock, but builds to a frenetic, old-fashioned country hoedown. Elsewhere on this album, Church toys with cliche images such as love as a roller coaster ride. And on Like a Wrecking Ball, Church deploys a trite image that Miley Cyrus recently used to great pop effect to make his own terrific song. A lovely ballad about the pleasures of good sex.
I've been gone, I've been gone too long, singing my songs on a room, another town, one more show, and I'm coming home, don't give a damn what these keys are for, I'm on a night down.
Just when you thought the album had recovered from the title song Freak Out, one tune near the end of Outsiders goes over the top again. Devil Devil commences with a prelude, Church spending its first 3 minutes reciting some doggerel poetry about Nashville as a princess of darkness, nothing less than the daughter of Satan. This nutty slap at Music City includes salutes to Kris Kristofferson and the man who I suspect is probably Church's favorite poet, Shel Silverstein. After that, Devil Devil settles into its core melody.
Death, death, I feel praying on my mind. I got 9 things going wrong right now.
is swaying, swaying, side to side, is tossing me around. I got a anchor for an anchor to steady up my bow. Lift, lift, and tie this rebel down.
Shrewd, defiant, sly, and funny, Eric Church has succeeded in what he set out to do. He's using the power he's accrued from making hit records to make exactly the kind of album he wants, heedless of industry approval. And this is how good he is. Now he'll go out, and through the singles he'll release, the touring he'll do, and the videos he'll make, will probably turn this personal project into a big commercial deal. The Outsiders deserves nothing less.
Ken Tucker reviewed Eric Church's new album, The Outsiders. I'm Terry Gross. This is NPR.